Ah, my most trusted servants. And yes, only servants. Thank you for pointing that out. You finally returned. Have you brought everything I needed? Ah, excellent. The reagents? Yes. Mugwort. Persimmon. Mandrake. Mandragora. And, this newt's tail is, a little old, but it'll do. And some new clothes. Yes. I've been in your world, free of my prison, for nearly a year now, and I don't know if it's the energies or the food, but it certainly does not appeal to my figure. Either way, I do have to remain dressed and appropriate. Thank you for your service. You will be well rewarded. Or, at least, that's what I would normally say, but as you already well know, having served me for most of a year now, that's not entirely possible. I'll do what I can, though. Now, as for today's subject of research, I know you know most of what happened during the cataclysm last year, when the demon realm, the underworld, was supposedly destroyed. More on that in a moment. The rumors have it that I was the one that destroyed it, and that it was completely destroyed. Utterly. And nothing of it remains. However, I know this to be untrue. You see, if it were completely destroyed and nothing of it remained, how would any demon be able to use their powers? We would no longer be as long-lived. We would not be able to use any of our, well, any powers at all, really. Demonic power in general would just not exist in this world. And I'm sure the angels would come down and just wipe us out in a matter of weeks. We'd be lambs at the slaughter, as they so often enjoy saying. But no. We're able to slip into dreams, use our wonderful little powers of seduction, of continue to trade energy as if nothing really happened. And more magic is being developed in this world at an alarming rate. It's very suspicious. Another thing that tipped me off is I still have access to my personal vault. My personal vault. Think of it like that pretend game you play, Dungeons and Dragons. A bag of holding. Except I don't need a bag to access it. Yes, the space it actually exists in is actually in my world. Therefore, logically, my world still exists. Now, on to the subject of the being framed. I know that many parts of my staff were involved, including my most trusted advisor. However, I'm not exactly sure who all was involved. That is something I'm hoping to find out today. But first, we need to get you a few powers. Because if we're able to do what I hope we're able to do today, my cute little servant, you're going to need some demonic energies of your own in order to survive and to come back from what I have planned. So, I had promised to give you some sort of evolutionary change, but that, I have discovered, is no longer on the tables. So, I am going to give you one of my eyes. No, don't look at me like that. I have within me dozens and dozens of eyes. I can simply pluck them from me and put one inside of you at random. Which one it ends up being, and what power it gives you, and how well you manage to master it, that will be hard to say, but either way, it is our best hope. So, are you ready, my dear? Very well. We shall begin. Ooh, well, I pulled out a good eye. At least, I think you'll enjoy it. Now, hold still while I shove it into your head. Okay, there. I'm sorry, that was probably a little bit more difficult and painful than it probably needed to be. How are you feeling? Oh, well, nauseous is expected. You'll need to channel some energy and or mana into it in order to get it to work right. Try and focus on me. Yep. There. Excellent. It seems to be adapting to your physiology just perfectly. My dear, congratulations. You're now part demon. I can't say it will grant you immortality or anything, but at the very least, you'll have a portion of my powers, and you'll have the powers of that eye, which I believe it's one of the eyes of scrying that I had. It will let you see far distances, the more energy you put into it. Does it match your other eye? Yes, almost. Kind of? Sort of. It's bright red. So no. I'm sorry. You could wear a patch over it. But that's neither here nor there now, is it? You have a special eye, and should relish the fact that you are a special individual. No, shouldn't you? Oh, marked. Right. Well, perhaps an eye patch would be in order in more civilized parts of your world. Perhaps. We'll worry about that once the time comes. Around my people, such things are common. And yes, I'm sure you'll either get used to the pain or it will go away. It'll just take a little time, which I think we have plenty of. For now, at least. But next on the agenda? The research I've been doing recently. Since the cataclysm, magic and technology has increased quite rapidly in your world. At a rather alarming rate, I would consider it to be. However, some of them is more alarming than others. The portal technology seems to be a hybrid of both ours and heavenly, and that's dangerous, to say the least. Why? Well, what do you get when you mix hydrogen and oxygen? That's right, a bomb. When you mix holy and demonic energy, you get the same thing. And your current portal technology in your world? It does the same thing, sweetie. Every time someone walks through a portal, there's a one in probably 10 million chance that it will just either vaporize whoever goes through it or simply explode and take out innumerable people with it. It's quite insane, and I can only see a human even attempting this. Anyway, with so many things having gone on, and myself being wanted. True. Thankfully, I no longer look like what I did. Either through providence or luck of the draw, I guess. I really have no idea why my appearance changed so drastically. Perhaps being in your world, I reverted to a more base appearance of my type of demon that I was originally, rather than the queen subtype. No longer being a queen, it's still not sunk in. Yes, no, I don't need comfort on this. It's the final thing today is I have finally figured out a way to teleport to my old palace. And that's why I needed the reagents you brought today. It was part of my final bit of research. The portals I mentioned that the humans and demons and angels all came together and created the abominable, horrible, dangerous, possibly cataclysmic portals. I have found a way to go back to what's left of our world. And today we are going to go and see what is left of it and discover just who is behind its destruction and my betrayal. What will it accomplish? We'll know the truth, and from there we'll know why they did it, whether it was for money or power or revenge. Just basic curiosity. Why would I not want to know why? If they were bored and did it, It's just closure. How about that? Yes, we'll go with closure. I want to know what happened and why. Now, this is going to be a variation on my emergency portals. So, it may be a little rough. And it won't be like my normal point-to-point teleportation or shadow stepping like we've done in this world before. It's going to be messy, and it's not going to be the easiest. And we'll have to make sure that we have enough reagents and magic to make a return trip. So, let's gather up the ingredients. Okay, here they all are. And we'll need some fire. That's easy enough. And I'm sure we'll find plenty of fire on the other side. After all, fire and lava is something the underworld has in abundance, after all. Now then, just start tossing the ingredients in while channeling magic. Okay, and we should have our portal there. What the? What? What is going on? This used to be my palace. What is this? It's a blessed resort. What have they done? It was all for greed. I see the destruction on the horizon over there, but it's nowhere near as bad as it looked when the coup happened. They kicked out 70% of my citizens for greed. And now, it's a blessed resort? Why? What have they done? Why? Why? Why?